It's 6 minutes after 9 o'clock and a very good morning. My name is Jim Thorne and today is Friday. And you know what that means. That means it's time for That's What's Happening's Blues and Arts Hour. It's a program where we feature some of Mississippi's finest singers, songwriters, musicians, and artists. And the show's made possible every week by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Mississippi. It's good to be blue. Also thanks to locally owned, one-of-a-kind Fusion Coffee House in the township on Highland Colony Parkway in Ridgeland. Before we get into today's program, I'd like to ask that you stay tuned for a very special announcement towards the end of the show. And if you can't stay with us until then, I'll try to have the show posted on my Facebook page, TWH with Jim, later in the day. So let's get started. Early in February, living blues legend Bill Abel was with us talking about his then newly released project, Going Over the Hill. In that show, Bill talked about his deep-held Christian faith.
My little story, quickly, I guess, is the gospel is good news, you know. And for me, it was good news because I was a messed up guy when I was 21 and knew I was wrong and came to God and confessed my wrongdoing and what's called repentance in the Bible. And he showed up and I got delivered. And I had a real experience with the Holy Spirit, and he came and took all the pain and hurt out from my insides and filled me up with himself, mm-hmm. which was like having liquid love poured in your body.
From his latest album, Going Over the Hill. A few weeks after we had Bill on the program, we featured a giant in the gospel music world. Glenn Kaiser is from Chicago. He's been playing Christian music for decades, a hard-hitting, cutting-edge style of music. Glenn and his wife, Wendy, live out what they preach. I heard Glenn and his group, Resurrection Band, way back in 1978 as they were set up on a flatbed truck in a parking lot in Utica, Mississippi. It was an honor to have Glenn on the program back in March.
And really, at the end of the day, you'd consider us missionaries, right? So we live in one room, we don't own a car, don't have life insurance, you know, we don't get a salary, we're actually paid, quote, in kind. So our basic needs are met. Well, that, of course, freed Wendy and I up to do what we did in Red Sand. And
Glenn Kaiser and the Glenn Kaiser Band. I'm Jim Thorne. You're listening to the Blues and Arts Hour on 103.9 WYAB. I want to thank the longtime sponsor of the show, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Mississippi. It's good to be blue. Also, thanks to locally owned, one-of-a-kind Fusion Coffee House in the township on Highland Colony Parkway in Ridgeland. Stay tuned. Lots more to come. Welcome back. It's the Blues and Arts Hour on 103.9 WYAB. I'm Jim Thorne, and we're looking back at some of the programs we had in 2023. Over the course of the last 10 years, we've been fortunate to have Jimmy Dukes with us several times. Jimmy knows Mississippi blues, the artist, and their history probably like no one else in the state. He shared some of that knowledge with us on this program, where we highlighted the life and music of Little Milton.
It's been covered by a number of artists, written by a guy named Titus Turner, but Milton had a big hit, charted with it in 68, and it's just the writing and the lyrics are great, as everyone will hear when we play it. But it, one of my favorite other versions of it is by a British group, Savoy Brown. They did it on their Blue Matter album, and Milton was so was pleased to see that. And so he kind of reciprocated by doing a song of theirs that Chris Yodin wrote called I'm Tired. Okay. And we may play a bit of that as well.
I'll try to get to it. Yeah. All right, this is Grits Ain't Groceries. Again, this is Little Milton.
If I don't love you, baby, grits ain't grocery, eggs ain't poultry, and Mona Lisa was a man. Pick in my hand, I take a
like poultry, and Mona Lisa was a man.
Milton and Grits Ain't Groceries. Thanks to Jimmy Dukes for sharing his knowledge of the life and music of Little Milton and others who we featured on the Blues and Arts Hour. I had heard about the group Luckenbach, a Willie Nelson tribute band, but it wasn't until we had the band on the show that I really appreciated what they do. Here is Luckenbach with featured soloist Trey Jones.
I was thinking about one of the songs that we could do. Willie did, after he did Redheaded Stranger, that record, he did a tribute album to Lefty Frizzell.
Mm-hmm.
And he recorded a song from that record that went to number one. It was Willie's second number one. And people always ask, they say, well, you know, how can we get Luckenbach to come and play here or there? Or how can we get Luckenbach to come and do a radio show? And I always use this song as the reason. And if you got the money, honey, I've got the time. And we'll go honky-tonking and we'll have a time. And we'll have a fine baby all the way down the line. And if you got the money, honey, I've got the time. There ain't no need to tarry. Hey, let's start out tonight. We'll have fun, oh boy, and we'll do it right. Bring along your Cadillac, leave my old wreck behind. If you got the money, honey, I've got the time. We'll go honky-tonkin', make every spot in town. We'll go to the park where it's dark and we won't fool around. And if you run short of money, well, then I'll run short of time. And if you got no more money, honey, I'll have no more time. And if you got the money, honey, I've got the time. And we'll go honky-tonkin' and we'll have a time. And we'll have more fun, baby, all the way down the line. If you got the money, honey, I've got the time.
Again, that's Trey Jones and the group Luckenbach. A young lady whose name we need to remember was featured on a show back in June. Naomi Taylor is a really good songwriter. That combined with a great voice and likable personality adds up to some pretty major potential. Here is Naomi Taylor.
This is more southern rock, I guess you could say, and it's called Roots. It's a song about being from Mississippi, being a musician on the road, and just kind of making light of the darkness in the world. So, I actually performed this at the Atwood Music Festival this past weekend, and I was in their first annual songwriter competition, mm-hmm. the Atwood Music Festival, and I won.
All right.
And
congratulations.
So, thank you. And I got to open for Megan Maroney, and it was great. It was such a fun month.
And what's the name of this?
It's called Roots.
Roots. All right. Let's enjoy it.
All right. mama used to try to tell me, don't drink, it's bad for you. Then I watched her down a couple bottles by the time she got through. And I don't know which way is right, which way is wrong, but I know what I do know. Stay down here where my roots run deep and take a sip of that bottle too, yeah. Daddy thought he raised me alright, told me to find a wealthy man. Then I showed him how I play guitar, and now I make more money than him. And I don't know which way is right, which way is wrong, but I know who I am. Stay down here where my roots run deep, and now I play along to that band. And I know we got places to go. Mama hit that road. I'ma hit that road. I'ma hit that road. No, 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 no. I'ma hit that road. Devil on my doorstep knocking, screaming, telling me to come out. But I don't have a dang thing for him. What he has, I can do without. And I don't know which way is right, which way is wrong, but I don't have a doubt. Stay down here when my roots run deep and give him some to talk about. And I know we got places to go. So I'ma hit that road. I'ma hit that road. No, 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 no. I'ma hit that road. And I know we got places to go. So I'ma hit that road. I'ma hit that road.
That was Naomi Taylor performing live on the Blues and Arts Hour. We're looking back at 2023 and some of the programs we had. We want to thank all the artists that appeared on the show. Too many to highlight, but all of them were wonderful guests. I'm Jim Thorne, and you're listening to 103.9 WYAB. Want to thank the sponsor of the show, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Mississippi. It's good to be blue. Also, thanks to locally owned, one-of-a-kind Fusion Coffee House, located in the township on Highland Colony Parkway in Ridgeland. Stay tuned. At the end of the program, a very special announcement. CBS News Update is next. Welcome back. I'm Jim Thorne. You're listening to the Blues and Arts Hour on 103.9 WYAB. Looking back at some of the programs we had in 2023. Jeff Calloway is one of the best-known and well-respected musicians in our state, especially when it comes to his expertise as a trombonist. On the program that we had a few months ago, we got to know a little bit about Jeff, not only as a trombonist, but also as a singer and songwriter. Here's Jeff talking about his latest project called Blue Room Sessions and a track from that project.
I mean, like a lot of artists, I suffer from depression and stuff like that, and that's a great excuse to not do something. And sometimes it's not an excuse. Sometimes you just don't feel it. But you have to get to the point to where you just want to flush that away and do it. I got so mad at myself that I said, all right, I'm going in that room, and I'm not getting out of that chair until I record a song, and I don't care how bad it sounds, I'm going to finish a song. But I listened to it, and I was like, this actually sounds good.
Got my brain a swirling. Everywhere I look and everything I see, I can't believe what they have done. I can't be the only one that they thinks that nothing is like it's supposed to be. Cause it's crazy living in a world that's going crazy. Everywhere you look, it's full of crazy. Or is it me?
Jeff Calloway from the Blue Room Sessions. Back in the summer, we were honored to have in the studio a remarkable musician, violinist Marta Slabowska. Born in Poland, Marta has performed in various parts of the world, earned numerous awards and acknowledgments, and has also served as concertmaster for the Mississippi Symphony. Marta told us about some of the things that's kept her busy as she continues to bring a high caliber of music to Central Mississippi. And we enjoyed some music recorded at a live performance of her string quartet.
I love having new repertoire. Like this year, for example, I had the Mrs. Marta Slabowska Ensemble. We had several concerts, so that's wonderful fun for me because I have some good solo parts. I like solo parts. And then I have a string quartet, so that keeps it fresh in a different way. So I kind of alternate, and then I have recitals. I also love performing solo with orchestra, which I hope will get pick up on speed a little bit. And I like teaching as well. And then I have several pianists that I play with, like depending where they are. Mm-hmm. You know, I have a pianist in Chicago, and then my mom is here. And then my daughter actually plays piano very well, so she and I do some things.
Thank you.
That was Marta Slabowska, featured with her string quartet. Another treasure that we have here in central Mississippi is Jesse Robinson. He's been playing the blues all of his life and is noted on several blues trail markers around the state. Jesse has toured nationally and internationally and was the front man of the B.B. King Blues Band after B.B.'s passing and was featured on a segment of Austin City Limits. Last October, we were privileged to have Jesse on the program.
The blues music, they had you up under their wings, church music, and right. Where when you got grown, you're on. I mean, they didn't throw it out because they knew it's real, but they was teaching you and training you the way they wanted it. Mm-hmm. They truly to be. So what Joe would do, we'd be playing the blues, and I'd be watching out. He'd be watching out for Big Joe. That's a bad. And the thing was, Booker should have dunk. We didn't do that, but change the lyrics. Oh Lord, I want you to help me. Oh Lord, and the same thing. I mean, the same. Uh-huh. It's the same music notes, and it's the lyrics on the top of it means a lot. That's what people really live out of, and what you are saying.
That was Jesse Robinson, who was featured on the Blues and Arts Hour a few months ago. I'm Jim Thorne on 103.9 WYAB. I want to thank the sponsor of the Blues and Arts Hour, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Mississippi. It's good to be blue. Also, special thanks to Fusion Coffee House, located in the township on Highland Colony Parkway in Ridgeland. We've got a special announcement for you coming up during the next segment. Don't go away. I'm Jim Thorne. You're listening to the Blues and Arts Hour on 103.9 WYAB, and we're looking back at some of the programs we had in 2023. John Mohead is a true Southern troubadour. His resume includes opening for the likes of Bob Dylan, the Allman Brothers Band, Little Feat, B.B. King, David Allen Coe, and many more. John has written a top 20 country song and recorded several albums of his own. He lives in the Mississippi Delta, and when we featured John on the show a few months ago, he talked and sang about a place not too far from his home.
You know, the levee is like a mile from my house where I am right now, and that's what we go to the levee, behind the levee, to the river, build bonfires, sit around, play songs, and that's what you do.
John Mohit, a true Southern troubadour. Well, that's about going to wrap up today's program. Also wanted to let you know that this program is the last show of my radio career. Yep, it all started back in January of 1979, and I've got to say, it's been a wonderful, wonderful journey. But I'll still be quite busy, just turning the page to another chapter in this old guy's life. I'll be working a part-time job and also be more active in my local church. It has been a wonderful journey, and I thank God I've had the opportunities that I've had through the years. It's been an honor to be able to have interacted with so many wonderful people, too numerous to mention, but they're all very special. Thanks to Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Mississippi, It's Good to Be Blue, along with Fusion Coffee House on Highland Colony Parkway in Ridgeland. If it weren't for them, we might not have the Blues and Arts Hour each week. Many thanks to WIAB station manager and owners Matthew and Danielle Wesolowski. Not too many station managers would allow their talk show host to talk about some of the politically incorrect topics that we've been able to address, especially when it comes to the pro-life topic, which has been very dear to me. Thanks also to my wife, Andrea, and my two daughters, Christina and Anastasia, for the support they've given me throughout my 45-year career. But most of all, thanks to you, the listener. Y'all are the very, very best. Now, the Blues and Arts Hour will continue with another host, so you'll still be able to catch some of Mississippi's finest musical artists right here. If you'd like to email me, my email address is jim@wyab.com, jim@wyab.com. And if you'd like to listen to this show again, I'll have it posted on my Facebook page in a little while at TWH with Jim. Let's roll out with the Vamps, who've been a staple at the Township Jazz Festival throughout the years. Again, Jim Thorne here. Thanks for listening.